Hello, good morning. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking with people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Antonio Cantu, please?
Speaking.
Okay, sir. And, okay, the first one. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm at home right now.
Okay. All right, sir. And are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose of this survey, just to ensure we have a representative sample, what is the year of your birth?
Pardon?
What year were you born?
1935.
35. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would that be Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native? Okay. Hispanic. All right, sir. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I have a college degree.
Would that be a two-year college degree or a four-year college,
a
bachelor's
college
degree?
Four-year college degree.
Okay, thank you. All right, in thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I'm in between. I approve of a lot of things he's done, and I disapprove of some things he's done.
Okay, I have a somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove. Which one you want me to put down?
Then you better put down approve, because I approve of most everything.
Okay. All right, sir. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be a Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
From this district, I'm very leaning towards Democrat.
Lean Democrat. Okay. All right, sir, and now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of that person. Then, if so, tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one, okay? The first one would be Mayra Flores. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, Vicente Gonzalez.
At this point, favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Extremely opposed.
Okay, very unfavorable. All right, sir, and Kamala Harris.
It's approved.
Very favorable,
favorable
or just somewhat favorable? Okay.
Favorable.
And Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, thinking ahead, you know, to the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay. And if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Harris. I will never
Harris.
Vote for Trump. Can
okay,
you put
and next
that in
there? You're saying that you're going to vote for Harris. Believe me, they know that you're not voting for him. Okay, and next, if the election for U.S. Senate was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Colin Allred, a Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Allred, Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Mayra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
At this point, Gonzalez.
Okay, would that be probably Gonzalez or definitely Gonzalez?
At this point, definitely.
Definitely, okay. All right, sir, I just have a few questions for statistical purpose, and we're done with this survey. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Okay, would that be something else like an independent?
Independent.
All right. All right, sir. Now, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. All right, sir. Now, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
I'm retired, so at this point, I guess I'm in the middle.
Working class or middle class?
Middle class.
Middle class. All right, sir. All right. Now, thinking about the language, you know, you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish, but some English, Spanish and English equally, or mostly in English, but some Spanish, or only English at home?
English and some Spanish.
Okay, but some Spanish. Okay, so be mostly English, but some Spanish, right?
Correct.
All right, and regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Biden. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
Let me ask you one question.
Go ahead, sir.
Is this survey for a Texas only?
Yeah.
Or are you a national?
Yeah, we're doing Texas right now. Just Texas.
And you're not affiliated with any one party?
No. That's why we're doing, you know, we're asking for, you know, candidates like Mayra Flores and Vicente, you know, because we're doing just Texas. No, this is a private company, sir, and we're not affiliated with any party.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.